Freedom. Freedom, so some say. Freedom is being able to do what you want when you want. To be free is to be unencumbered, is to be without constraints, and so is to be loosed, to follow your heart, or to go with your gut. Because freedom means making up your own mind. It means making your own choices, maybe making your own mistakes, but making your own way. And doesn't that sound like living the dream? There would be nothing holding you back. There would be nobody boxing you in. Isn't this our birthright and our calling? To each of us as individuals, to blaze our own paths in the pursuit of happiness? And isn't self-determination among our highest ideals? No matter that we may show ourselves to be self-deceived, or that from time to time our own instincts might lead us astray and so prove untrustworthy. And yes, of course, say we wanted to do this or to have that, but suspected our motives to be, well, sort of not so kosher. Of course, most of us could convince ourselves all the same, could rationalize away our reservations, could make a compelling case in our minds for just about anything, but what of it? True, we can pull the wool over our own eyes, and we can go rounds bartering within until we have got ourselves over a barrel on what might as well be oceanfront property in Arizona. And sure, this is the Achilles heel of our consciences, that it's one and the same brain saying, I don't know about that, and also, what's the big deal? That it's always the fox guarding the hen house in our heads. But who cares? Because freedom is also live and let live, okay? Freedom is, you back off, huh? Freedom is, mind your own business, will you? Freedom is, you know what? If I want to spend my life flitting from tryst to tryst, if I want to hook up with anyone and everyone who will have me, if I want sex with no strings attached, who's to stop me? I mean, it's my body. I'm doing no one else any harm here. Freedom is, it's my money. I worked hard for it. Who are you to tell me how I should spend it? If I want it, if I can afford it, why shouldn't I have it? Freedom is, it's influence isn't going to earn itself, and long hours are par for the course when it comes to climbing the ladder. There's no way around it, around working late. And anyway, what I do matters, okay? It's needful and important. It's not like I'm writing ads for a cigarette company. This is the life my spouse signed up for. There were no illusions that I was going to be a never-miss-a-dinner kind of partner or be in the bleacher for every soccer game kind of parent. This is the deal. Am I supposed to be less successful so I can make it back home in time to read my kid a bedtime story? Freedom. It's chasing big job after big job, here and there, across the country, and collecting acquaintances, but finding that the old ties to community and to family and to friends fray as you go. That you are losing touch with anyone who has known you long enough and with depth enough to actually love you. And so freedom. Freedom is sitting there in some spectacular condo, feeling accomplished and feeling alone, flipping through a booty call Rolodex filled with people whose first names you can't quite remember before leaving to shop or to drink or to exercise the nameless, diffuse, but nagging pain to naught. And doesn't that sound like living the dream? There would be nothing holding you back. there would be nobody boxing you in. You could do what you want, when you want. In point of fact, that would, for most of us, I suspect, be hell. It would be hell. And though our culture would convince us, though it spends billions and billions of dollars to convince us that at the end of the day, what matters most is what we want, as Christians, and heck, just as people trying to search our hearts and reflect with some measure of honesty, we know our own desires to be shifting, and sometimes small and confused, so that were we to shape our lives around them, around our desires only, we could not but be disappointed. We know that what we want and what we think are not stable centers of moral, emotional, spiritual gravity. We know what Paul knew, that freedom to the extent it devolves into self-indulgence is not freedom at all, but only bondage by another name. That freedom as libertinism, as claiming our right to act as we please, so help us God, that freedom like this reduces us to slaves. Slaves to sex or to money or to status or whatever. But we know what Paul knew. That though in theory everything is permissible, not everything is beneficial. We know what Paul knew. That freedom is not being able to do what we want when we want, but it's rather wanting to do the right things when it is good and right to want to do them. That freedom is not freedom from encumbrances and commitments, but it's freedom for encumbering ourselves and committing ourselves to people and to communities and to practices and to institutions which make our flourishing possible. And we know what Paul knew, that freedom is not no strings attached, but freedom is finding ourselves bound to what is worth being bound to. We know what Paul knew, that in exalting ourselves, we are debased. That in putting our own needs and our own wants and our own interests ahead of others, we become less than what we are. That in being our own masters, in serving ourselves, we are made to be slaves of lies and illusions we cannot see as such. We know what Paul knew, that freedom in its typical popular usage will not cut it. And that perhaps counterintuitively, paradoxically, the freer we are in the world's estimation, that is, the abler we are to do what we want when we want, all the more cruelly it may come to be that we are shackled. But, that the stronger we tether ourselves, and the tighter the ties that bind us to God and to others, the humbler we are in serving what is wisely, soberly discerned to be the highest good, well then the truer and the richer our liberation shall be. Because we know that freedom is when you're not able to sleep with anyone you can seduce. It's when you're not having sex that you might want to have because you chose instead to commit yourself to one person, to promise your heart and to promise your body to one person who is going to do the agonizingly hard work of making peace with the ugliness in your heart and who will cherish your body even when it is not much to write home about, even when it's lying helpless in a hospital bed. Because that's the only way you can be free to feel love. That's the only way to make commitments and to keep promises. Freedom is when you spend and when you save less money than you can, and instead when you give some of it away, when you do without it. And so when you do without what you want and what there's no good reason for you not to have, because you know enough is just never going to be enough. Because you know that the more you have, the more you always seem to need. Because you know that the only way not to be owned by what you own is to own less. But the only way to be free from envy and from greed is to undercut your own capacity to do money's bidding. Freedom is... Well, what if freedom was? Was a huddle of parents. Parents who got together to discern how to be more than sitting ducks, pulled this way and that by every coach and tutor and piano teacher vying for Saturday mornings, who decided to actually stop the madness. Parents who decided to form a kind of covenant in community with other families and to hold one another accountable to honoring these agreed upon collective values. Maybe it's one extracurricular activity per kid, one only. Maybe in families with two or three or four kids, maybe it's committing to get the whole gaggle together and just saying to them, we cannot be the kind of family we want to be. We can't spend the kind of time together we want to spend. We can't even all sit down to dinner together or to pray together if we're always only shuttling from here to there. And maybe it's wondering and letting the kids wonder back. How can we all have fun and follow our passions, but also put each other first? What do you guys think? I think the kids in this church might have some wisdom to share here about the kind of families they want to be a part of. Freedom. Freedom is... What if freedom was knowing what you think you want to do about a graduate program or a job or a promotion or a move or a relationship or some weighty matter, but knowing too that what you want and what you think can be shifting sands upon which you should not too quickly construct a life. And so what if freedom? What if freedom was calling together key conversation partners as a group, people you love, people you respect, whose wisdom you admire, and putting your own wishes through the ringer with them, and not proceeding until they clear you and bless you? What if freedom was? What if true freedom was for us, just as Paul says it is, a tying of our own hands, so that humbled now, and in need of help from God and neighbor, we would be guided into serving the highest goods.